trucks, beer, jeans, dogs, bonfires. Jess Zimmerman is aware of the cliches surrounding country music, and yet...
These are like actual things I have done. I'm like, yeah, I've sat in my pickup truck. I had bonfires till the morning light, you know, line dancing.
Sitting in my pickup truck with my old bird dog, riding down a dirt road, driving by the riverside.
Baby, her bandmates are guitarist Joe Barzowski, bassist John Nobler, and drummer Joe Mattis. Jess grew up on a family farm in Ephrata.
The farm that I grew up on is a family generation farm. It is still owned by my grandma. We were just very involved in music in the church and as a family. So it was just like that down home thing that you hear in country music of like you're sitting on your front porch. So we all get together and jam at the home farm. And so it kind of sounds cliche, but it is like a very big part of who I am as a person and something I take pride in.
Cliche or not, certain themes run through rural life. Farming, trucks, hunting, guns, family, and church. It's something the band confronts in their song, One More Country Song.
The like pickup truck, the dog, all those kind of lyrics
jeans,
in there. So we
bonfire.
Basically just made a whole list of all the lyric lines that are in the songs, and we kind of just like that.
So I guess like every line would be something that is like your traditional like country
yeah.
song.
Sitting in a pickup truck just with like my old bird dog.
Country roads, family jam sessions, bonfires, it can all sound bucolic. And yet the Jess Zimmerman Band's music touches on some heavier issues as well. Things that, until recently, weren't a big part of the public discourse.
The old me still haunts me, like a scene from a scary movie. Who win this battle in me? It's one you cannot see.
One of the songs the band played in our studio is titled The Old Me.
I'm a very big advocate for mental health, and so I've really struggled with that as a kid and to this day. And then once we got into this project, I had to process not shutting down and being like, well, no, I don't feel that way, or I can't feel that way, or I can't share that because someone might use it against me or judge me.
When asked about the song, Jess turns to her bandmates and asks how they interpret the song. This is guitarist Joe Barzowski.
For me, it's almost in a way, it's like a celebration of you coming out of all that, but it's still laying back there, and at any time it can re-grab you again.
Yeah, I look at it as growth.
Drummer Joe Mattis.
Compared to when we started with Jess, you know, the transformation and the growth is unbelievable.
Yeah, they really took charge of your whole life.
That's John Nobler.
And you just said, I'm gonna do something
this,
about
right.
this. And she did.
Yeah.
Before we wrapped up, I asked Jess if she had anything else she wanted to add, and she ticked off a few pieces of advice.
Drink water, read your Bible, and eat your veggies. Call your mama. Take your dog for a walk. You want me to give you a list? We can give you some coping mechanisms.
For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.